Some family members of those killed in the Oklahoma City bombing were not glad to hear that Timothy McVeigh's execution may go forward. They, along with about 400 other relatives of murder victims, are in Boston today to state their opposition to the death penalty. NPR's Tovia Smith reports.
Bud Welch is typical of those who belong to the group Murder Victims Families for Reconciliation. When his 23-year-old daughter, Julie, was first killed in the Oklahoma City bombing, he was all for capital punishment.
The first month after the bombing, I didn't even want Tim McVeigh or Terry Nichols to even have trials. I simply wanted them fried.
In fact, Welch says he wanted to kill McVeigh himself. But in coming months, he began to think differently.
And then I finally come to realize that the reason that Julie and 167 others were dead is because of vengeance and rage. And when we take him out of his cage to kill him, it's going to be the same thing. We will keep the circle of violence going. Number 169 dead is not going to help the family members of the first 168.
Welch says it cheapens his daughter's memory to suggest that taking McVeigh's life would somehow even the score. And he resents that McVeigh's death sentence has focused so much attention on him rather than his victims.
Everyone knows who Timothy McVeigh is, but not very many people know who Julie Marie Welch was. And I have a need for more people to learn who my little kid was.
Okay. You guys are going to get the Louis D. Brown Peacemakers Award on awards night.
Dina Sherry is the mother of Louis D. Brown, a 15-year-old honor student who used to like to say he was going to be the first black president of the United States. In 1993, Brown was killed, literally, in the crossfire of a gang shootout in Boston. He had been on his way to a meeting of Teens Against Violence.
I believed I was doing everything humanly possible to protect my child by instilling all the values that we did. But yet, while I protected him, there was no one out there teaching the lessons to stop those that took him away from me. And these are the lessons I teach.
Okay, are you going to go into self-control now? Huh?
Today, Dina Sherry and her husband spend their days in the Boston Public Schools promoting a curriculum that teaches peace and running the Louis D. Brown Peace Institute.
I know that this is my best form of revenge. Is taking my son's message and sharing it with others. I do thirst for revenge, and this is it.
Sherry says she, too, started out in favor of capital punishment. She recalls the day just about a year before her son was killed when they heard that a teen was shot to death by a rival gang member. In her outrage, Sherry blurted out that all the gang members deserved to be locked up together with their guns so they could just finish each other off.
My son, Louis, was sitting in the backseat of the car. And I think with the same rage that I made that comment, he said, I can't believe the woman who calls herself, it hurts so much, you know, the woman who calls herself my mother is talking about killing somebody.
Sherry says she hopes her opposition to the death penalty will honor her son, but she concedes it is often seen as a betrayal. Indeed, Nancy Rui Munch, who's with the National Organization of Parents of Murdered Children, says it's easy to take offense when family members in Oklahoma City, for example, are trying to save the life of the very man who killed their loved ones.
I think it's an insult to the other family members, and it almost looks like they are taking up for Timothy McVeigh. They're trying to save his life.
I'm not defending the bastard for one moment. Believe me, I'm not.
To Bud Welch, who lost his daughter Julie in Oklahoma City, the real insult to family members is the suggestion that McVeigh's execution will somehow bring them closure or ease their pain.
Some of those people I've seen age 20 years in the last six. I know them well, and there's four or five of them that will not be alive 5 years from today unless they get some help. And help is not coming the day we kill Tim McVeigh.
But others in Oklahoma City say help for the families is not what punishment is for. Rather, they say McVeigh's execution should be simply a matter of justice. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.